Boss Graves Podcast, you're tuned in. Me, host, AK Baby, Lightbringer.
And I am the Foe Man.
So you're tuned in to day 21 of our quest to be more popular than ass and titties. Oh, the journey continues.
Sisyphus didn't have such a journey.
It is truly a difficult journey, but it's one we believe in. Not just with our minds, but with our heart and soul.
Especially thanks to our musical muse, Young Scrolls.
Young Scrolls.
Young Scrolls. Check him out.
Now, we had a host of topics, such a plethora of deep and enlightening topics.
A plentera of topics.
But I feel inspired. First and foremost, let's talk about love.
Ooh, let's go ahead and scrape them low fruits.
Low fruits, you say? What's so low? What's low about love?
Oh, love is easy.
Easy? There are some who would say it's the most difficult thing on earth.
Well, they'd be wrong. Love is both selfish, it is kind, it is giving, and it is very much self-sustaining.
And it is important.
It is the most important thing to ever be on this planet, right next to breathing, eating, wiping your ass.
Why is love so important?
Because it sustains. It makes life worth living. If you didn't love waking up for the next day, if you didn't love the taste of your hot matcha in the bowl, then what does it matter? I mean, if you were to go ahead and be like, with a side of sauce, then what does it matter?
What does it matter? So you're saying love is kind of the presupposition to all enjoyment, reality.
Even down to the simplest task. If all you love is to go ahead and make scrimshaw on the side of whalebone, but you love it, you'll never work a day in your life.
So if love is the answer and the fundamental core of reality, why do we have such a hard time with it?
Because we put all these quantifiers right next to it. Oh, well, I would love her, but. Oh, I would love this, but. Oh, I would enjoy this, but. It's that big old juicy set of double cheeks in the middle that separates us from happiness.
Like a Boston butt.
Indeedy.
So the separators. Why do we separate then? Well, if love's the answer and we put all these quantifiers on it, why would we do that?
Well, as human beings, we love to go ahead and compartmentalize everything. Well, if she would do X, Y, and Z, then I would love her completely. But I only love her a little bit because she does X, Y.
So the mathematics of it, you think, are killing us.
Oh,
killing the love. The quantifiable.
The observational. Quantifiable. I'd feel like it's the thing that's stopping us. Like, oh, well, she is thin for you. She's thin and she has no ass or titties and she is just bland. That's great. But...
Well, you on the other hand.
Oh, God, if she ain't down with the thickness, I don't want it.
And so wouldn't you argue that is antithetical of love?
Oh, it is. There very may well be someone who is very thin, who is a goth dummy mommy.
So are you saying abandon all these standards, abandon all of these desires, and just love purely?
No, not at all. I mean, I believe that hold yourself to a certain standard. If you want what you want, then keep what you want.
How does that play into ultimate love, though?
See, ultimate love means ultimate sacrifice, and I believe that 96% of people are just not ready for that.
They're not ready for ultimate love.
Mm-hmm. That is where you go ahead and you dishevel all the physical attributes, your preconceived notions of, well, she can only have a body count of one.
Reasonable to zero.
And then if that is not the case and she is not a 9 out of 10 for all of my friends, then oh well, golly gee, I can't be with her. Well, most people cannot accept that. But I believe that true love for that 5 to 4% is very much possible.
So only a very small percentage of the population has the capacity to experience true love currently.
You damn right.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, that's very sad, but that's right up there with thinking that P. Diddy isn't about to release his new set of Epstein list. Okay, well, let's go ahead and live in Pretendsville.
Yeah.
With the whole Jay-Z allegations.
Let's live in Pretendsville.
Oh, well, let's go ahead and live in Pretendsville.
Because Jay-Z is saying he's an innocent man.
Oh, well, aren't they? Oh, well, I have only ever heard that there is guilty people in prison.
Innocent.
Oh, well, until they prove them obviously wrong. But...
So do you think Jay-Z is guilty?
Oh, well, I know that I don't have eyebrows, but...
He shaved them off, Chad.
Only for you, chat.
First person in the chat is going to get a special reward, courtesy of the Lightbringer.
Ooh, and yes. Don't forget that this man actually follows through.
I have never not followed through.
Believe it or not, this man's... He gets a little bit heavy in the paint when it gives for giveaways.
The first comment will be rewarded substantially.
Let's see it.
So Jay-Z, guilty or not? I think he probably is. I mean, if Diddy is actually guilty, I'm going to wager Jay-Z is guilty as well. Like, they have so many clips and videos and photos of them together and associating together. It's like, how could you not know?
Oh, well, just because he has been seen with him in multiple events and then that they had spent multiple and allocatable and... a ludical reasons for them to be together. Yeah. All of a sudden that makes reasonable doubt.
Of course.
I can't even.
So we seem to be incurring some technical difficulties this evening.
Ooh.
I'm not sure. If you guys are having some issues at home, let us know. Our multi-stream chat is not showing all of the chats.
Oh, well, see, for the multi-chats, just know that YouTube is going to be the one that we focus on. Twitch is going to be the one that we go ahead and coincidentally taste to. We did have a lot of engagement last time that we went ahead and touched on Twitch.
Yeah, so... Anywho, I see a couple commenters.
Oh, I'll go ahead and be my eyes, Lightbringer.
Hey and hey.
Well, hey and hey. It's very good to see you. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, 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 ho. Hey, hey, hey.
So you're feeling festive?
Oh.
I see you're in the hat.
Not at all.
Is Christmas a good holiday?
It like, is the greatest holiday, right next to Halloween.
If Christmas is the greatest holiday, why didn't you see the most amount of suffering and the most amount of homelessness around Christmas?
Because half of them are being employed as Santas. on the fucking streets in the New Yorks. However, think... we are across the ice wall.
True.
All of our homeless people are in the fight pits.
I think part of it has to do with dramaticism. People like to be at their worst at the best. Mm. Like, when you're like, when am I going to be at my lowest point? I know the best time of year. Christmas. That way it really hurts.
Yeah, but you don't understand. They gave $2 to the donation pile.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. But what I am saying is that, like, for the poor regions where we reside in, those locals, they go ahead and they know that there is a Santa fight pit. And whoever wins gets to be ultimate Santa.
True. We do have the Santa fight pit group. That's part of the reason people outside of the ice wall have never properly identified Santa, is it's actually a different person every year, depending on who wins. But there is that one guy who's won like 3 years.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about Jesse McNelly?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesse McNelly.
The ultimate Santa.
Cheers to him.
He's going to go down in history as the Santa.
Well, the brass knuckles last year was a bit of a tangle.
He almost got disqualified.
Almost, but he didn't. I mean, I can't believe that he would go ahead and pull such a stunt 5 years in a row, lose 2 years, and then win three.
An absolute gooner.
An absolute fucking madman. Conor McGregor wishes he was on this level.
You think Conor's ever coming back to fighting?
Oh, absolutely not.
I do not think so.
Oh, dude, Mike Tyson passed a fucking rape charge, and he came back.
Mm-hmm.
Not just as a boxer, but as a public figure of the most fucked to be fucked since fucked was a fucking thing.
You know, speaking of fuck to a fucking thing, I'm sure we're about to get our exposure limited from all of these family-friendly words we're using.
Oh,
however, you know, I was thinking, one of the gayest things a man can do, arguably, is have a son. Because you got to think about it. You're literally spawning another being, another pair of balls, with your own balls.
Okay, so you're telling me that George Foreman's daughter isn't more manly than you?
Probably.
I'm just saying.
But think about it. From your balls became balls. How is that not gay?
Look, I'm just saying, ovaries, and for all the feminists out there listening to this, it's just but another set of balls, more well-placed. If you can beat a period and a man, then you are more man than I.
That's fair.
Mm.
What makes a man, Berman? In your name alone, fur man.
Okay.
You're an authority on such matters.
Well, let me go ahead and lay it down for you. For everybody in the chats, both YouTube and Twitch, being a man is all coincided into taking the burden and then not making yourself to be the victim of such. True. That is being the man.
So you're arguing sacrifice.
You're damn right.
Sacrifice.
Oh yeah. Did it for 10 years. Which, and I say this without recourse, my ex-wife, I do not regret sacrificing for 10 years of my life for you. Not saying that I forgive you for all the bullshit you put me through. However,
damn, he's thick.
I still don't stand behind myself to say that he bitch that walked through our house with them double bubble butt cheeks.
So you don't want to know what I think makes a man?
Mm.
I think there's a subconscious battle at all times.
Hit me.
Against a force called death.
Mm.
Death is a permeating force that we all have to grapple with at some point. And I believe that What really defines a man is he takes up the mantle against death. He fights death firsthand.
For entropy.
He fights death. That's what masculinity is. The fight against death.
So what you're talking about is man's fight against entropy.
Sort of. You got to think, with the modern world and the technologies we've created, that has helped a little bit. It's helped entropy a little bit. We live longer than we used to.
Oh, definitely.
But all in all, yeah, I think the fight is won against death. I think that's what's at the core. And it's almost a feeling versus a product. Like, if you feel that somebody legitimately fights death, then he's doing his role.
Mm. I can hear that. I feel that. I can resonate with that.
And what is fighting death?
Well, it's the inevitable knowing that everything that you do can either mean the world or absolutely nothing. And that's what I feel like fighting entropy is. However, if we could go ahead and pivot off this conversation just a little bit, for me, let's go ahead and get a little bit more topical.
Oh, yes. I'm ready to be topical.
All right, chat, let's go ahead and gear in. So, did you hear about Luigi?
Of course. Luigi Mangione.
Mangione's? Mangolia's?
Mangione. I've heard about this individual.
Oh, well, go ahead and let's lay it down for the chat.
So the person that's been arrested on the charge of murdering the United Healthcare CEO is Luigi Mangione.
Okay, let's pause for a second. The most profitable out of all insurances to ever been insured since insurance time. Mostly with a 60% rate of denial cases.
I believe you're correct. I do believe they're the most profitable. There's a chance that they aren't, but they do have the highest denial rate.
Oh, close to an 80-20 being the least.
Yeah, so, yeah. The CEO got taken down. In broad daylight.
Oh, yeah. And on a bicycle. On a bicycle.
Well, he fled on a bicycle.
With him being knocked off by a McDonald's employee.
Yeah, I'm very suspicious of the story. I feel like there's more to it. The McDonald's situation doesn't make any sense to me. I mean,
after you knock off a dictator, you're going to want to go ahead and get a 12-piece McNugget.
He's still in the same outfit. He still has the weapon on him. He still has the fake ID on him.
You're going to want a 12-piece McNugget.
Yeah, I get that. But wouldn't you change clothes? Like, wouldn't you go at some random shop, some clothes?
What if it was the same shade of gray? You know, like, one has blood, but the other one has, you know,
like he could have stopped at a gas station, picked up some gas station clothes, changed in them, and his, you know, he had options.
He had options, but he was covered in blood because, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, I'm a little bit, you know, outside the void on this one, but if
you're in the chat, leave us another comment. We think, We might be having some technical difficulties.
Hit us up.
Our chat doesn't seem to be... Oh, okay.
There we go.
It's low 30% rate for denials. Low 30... I mean, he's right. I know it's like 32%. That is not low, though. So I know you probably mean it's in the low 30%. But on the off chance you mean it's low 30%. No, that's not a low amount of claims to deny. That's a massive amount to deny.
Well, I mean, 30% for 100 people, you know, that's pretty reasonable. But, like, 30% for 100 million people.
I mean, it's not reasonable either way. It's unreasonable. And if the manifesto that came out today or yesterday, if from Luigi is the actual one, because I know that there's a lot of news organizations that have verified it and said this is the one. If that's true, it's a very good remark. It's a very good statement, in my opinion. I support it. When he goes, I'm not, you know, qualified to actually say what the problem is or who's at most fault. I'm just the only one honest enough to deal with it this brutally. That's a very balanced statement. It's the statement of a sane person. And one of the biggest issues I have with this killing, admittedly, I'm a bit optimistic, but people want to claim that killers are insane. People want killers to be insane.
They want them to be.
But the truth is, there are a select few killers among us in society.
A very small partition.
That are, in fact, sane people who have just concluded rationally that killing is a logical jump. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, I don't want to go ahead and be that person and then be like, you know, that they're unreasonable. But unfortunately, with the way that everything is now, is that we are at a point where we cannot find ourselves at a very reasonable point. Like, facts. We are either at a point of either complete ineptitude or we are at a complete mood of Mexico level government.
Cartel style government? You think that's coming?
Yeah, oh, God, I hope so. If you show up for 4 days out of your job, we hang you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't decide on
anything. You would have been hung a couple times.
Well, I wouldn't have signed up for the job.
Yeah, I do agree. Like, it does erode the societal fabric to agree.
Like, you are either part of the solution or you're getting exponentially excluded as the problem.
And one of the issues with that I have is certain people, somebody needs to dictate what's warranted and what isn't. And you can go, well, killing we deemed unwarranted. But clearly people support this action and large.
Well, I mean, if you're part of the government and then you only show up for 3 days out of the year, nah, you're gone.
And so it really does bother me that people are trying to leapfrog all over the place. Like, oh, one CEO was killed, that means all CEOs are warranted of being killed.
The company that he was a part of is now jumping up security for everybody, and that's, for no reason. And
I want to complain about poor people. One thing poor people do not understand.
We do have our chats lighting up, so.
Is life can only be so good.
Oh, only 100 billion million quadrillion.
Life can only be so good.
Oh, only quadrillions can be a part of someone's life.
So when they're like, this guy's worth $1 billion. Oh, boo-hoo. Who gives a fuck if he's worth $1 billion? Nobody. I mean, if you want to pretend you're upset.
Fuck this guy. Fuck him. Fuck his CEOs. Fuck everybody else behind him. We went ahead and made everybody's life miserable. And now we have to hike up security. No, fuck him.
Yeah, health insurance, I get. That's different.
Like, where do we draw the line?
Exactly. We need someone to draw this line.
And that person will be Donald Trump. It'll be like, well, you know.
It'll be Mario, Luigi's brother.
It'll be Wario before it's Mario.
Question. If you were an employee that was told to deny a procedure, do people have the right to kill you?
Oh, no.
Here's my take.
I mean, from a humanist standpoint, no. But let's see what AK brings to the table.
So I think there's base level reality that most people partake in. And that would involve your career is your livelihood. Your job is your livelihood. Most people have to work to simply survive.
Which I'll give you is fair.
And anyone getting an order from a boss saying you have to deny a procedure,
even though whether or not it's noble or not,
is most likely somebody who needs a job to survive. And in my, when you're in an impossible situation where you have to work to survive, no, it does. It the blame does not individually fall on you for that action. Now, that might sound wrong, but when you think about the upper half, like people above having to work to survive, there is so much freedom. There is so much freedom that's allotted that, and you're definitely implicitly guilty in that regard. If you have enough income to survive and retire on, or more than retire, a couple beach houses, a couple boats, a couple cars.
Yeah, you know, it only takes good men to say no when evil men say yes.
Then absolutely you're guilty. And the comments are going, you know, but they could quit the job. So I would agree. I personally think if you have moral integrity and you're in the business of denying people's health care, you should quit the job. But I do think there are people, many, many people, who are in a position where they can't even find a job, and they will take the first thing that is offered to them.
So is that where you say where government kickbacks, stuff like that, is okay? Or
how do we decide who lives and who dies?
By their merits.
By their merits?
Oh, yeah. I believe that anybody that gets kickbacks, anything else by an outside state or by an outside channel, like let's say, for the sake of argument, let's say, I don't know, let's name a random particular governor. Let's say Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
She gets kickbacks from, you know, I don't know, conviction rates.
Right.
And her job being a prosecutor, being prosecuted on those rates, maybe we, I don't know, put some safeguards up against that.
Maybe. So how do we decide who lives and who does? I think. So in Athens, back in history, in Athens, they had this system where they would vote, like as a populace, they would vote for the most unlikable citizen in Athens. And that person would be exiled permanently. Or at least, I think it's like 10 to 20 years. You get exiled from Athens if the public votes you out. And I do think mob opinion can be extremely dangerous, but the mob, to a degree, is the will of the people, and we need to find a way to incorporate it more. The sheer amount of positive comments at the death of this CEO indicates that the will of the people isn't truly being honored. If the will of the people was actually taken care of, there is no way we would be celebrating death like this.
See, that's where I think you're wrong.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know where the Electoral College comes into being?
I don't know how it came to be, no.
Well, our founding fathers thought that the unwashed and unruly mobs are not as well educated on things such as taxes, trades, and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that's basically where they went ahead and created those.
Yeah.
I do believe that there is a sort of smarter standard where people who have graduated college are just a little bit more educated than those who aren't. Mm-hmm. However, they are still subject to compromise. Oh, well, the J.P. Weld manufacturers of Johnson & Johnson, well, they hold 31% of the stock of all of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Virginia, if you wanted to go ahead and swing your vote, you would go ahead and you would align with that, you know, yeah. let's not go ahead and give them free rights. Let's not go ahead and allow them to unionize. For 31% of Virginia's votes.
Yeah, it's a very janky system. But, okay, let's say if randomly polled 99% of the population voted to end an individual's life. So 99%.
We do it straight Mexican.
Of a random poll. And I'm talking like hundreds of thousands, not a small group.
We hang them in the square.
Hundreds of thousands, 99% of people voted to end someone's life. Should the life be ended?
I think, yeah.
So there is a line.
Yeah.
In which it's appropriate.
If it's 99.9% five on human voting.
And so to some degree, the mob should have some input.
Yeah. I know that sounds crazy coming even from me, but like even at a 99.9% scale.
Yeah.
There should be a 98.9% where there's like, okay, let's hear him out.
I think what separated America is we were a nation that was kind of founded on the mob ends up with a degree of authority over the controlling body.
What? How dare you? After the tea parties? Well,
that's what makes us different, is there was an acceptance that the mob rule should have been the actual authority. Not that it should be unchecked.
Just because we had the Civil War, where it was 50-50, and then it became 50-40, and then it became 40-80.
But what does it benefit mankind to let the mob rule society?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and classify that up to one of the great Greek philosophers. A person is smart. People are dumb.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, and that's the great telephone line of everything.
Here's why the mob needs to rule. Because at the end of the day, the mob is responsible for its own decisions. When you think about, I think we're a spiritual consciousness that is kind of cradling these physical bodies into enlightenment. Mm. And there's going to be a lot of blood and a lot of pain and a lot of suffering on this journey.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of martyrs.
And to ever get us to a point where we genuinely understand the experience and genuinely understand the pain and the sacrifice of life itself, the mob as a whole has to self-actualize. It has to come to a point where it can look in itself. And so when you go, an individual is smart, a group is stupid, that's absolutely right. The only true path for us to make it long-term is when the group itself, the mob itself, can look and judge its own self, its own actions. When the mob is finally no longer an entity of just subconscious desire and people listening to one another and fitting in with the group, and it's actually a body of choice where they know they're fully responsible, there is no other option but to self-realize. Like when Jesus died, part of the reason it's so powerful is the entire mob against him had no choice but to reflect.
Like, this man actually put himself up there.
Exactly. It forced a reflection because there was no, there was no defense. There was no retribution.
Well, I mean, the same thing could be said for Gintama.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing could be said for Balder.
Yeah.
Same thing could be said for the Great White Spirit.
At some point, the mob is going to have to face itself. I think of it like in Beauty and the Beast when they all show up with the pitchforks and the flaming torches. But the beast doesn't exist. And when they show up to his castle, they actually show up to the back of the fucking mob. Like, they show up to their own fucking mob. and they start burning the back of the mob. And then this is the human experience. There comes a time where somebody sets your ass on fire and you turn around and you realize you're literally burning alive from the fire you showed up with at the castle. You showed up to burn the fucking beast alive. You look behind you and you're getting your ass burnt alive.
Yeah, because like that's all that humanity can do. It's a reflection.
Yeah, 100%. Our stream is glitched out with this multi-stream. If somebody's from Twitch, we lost them. Oh, man. That sucks.
Well, everybody that's on YouTube, love you.
That's what I think. The day of the mob facing itself is coming.
Oh, it definitely is.
You won't be able to hide.
And that won't be the apocalypse that you thought it would happen to be, but it will be.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you only have 200 subscribers? Well, I'm taking your shit tickets.
Only those with 1,000 subscribers or more will survive in the new world.
Which I'm so glad that I have them Tac-Tacs. Them Instams.
But that's what I believe. The mob is who has to pay. When you look at the human history, who is at fault? Who caused all the problems?
The MySpace.
No, it's the fucking mob.
Oh.
People who cannot think for themselves.
Are you talking about my exes right now?
The mob is the problem with humans.
Well, yeah. Well, you're not wrong. Because unfortunately, like, I have tried infinite different ways. I have eaten crickets for this show. And I have seen no growth.
Well, the growth might come. Part of the whole antithesis of trying to grow this, and we're going to do a lot more things, is how do we build a mob and kill the mob at the same time? Because if for a single second you fuckers at home end up subservient or relishing our opinions, the proper reproach to that is for us to show up at your door and strangle you.
Well, I'm saying that for our goals, which, I mean, is between he and I, for 5,000 live views, I will go ahead and get hit with a taser. And let's go ahead and see what you guys can do.
He will get hit with a taser, Chad.
Live by this man for 5,000 people live. Salute.
And not a light one. We're gonna do it real
for you.
But that's really, the mob is the one who has to pay. If 80% of people agree on one thing, you need to be of the mindset, if 80% of people agree, the first thought you need to have is, why should I disagree? That is the first thought.
Hit into your hedonist side.
The first thought you need is, why should I disagree?
Which should be anywhere between universal healthcare to absolute absolutionism.
And the reason why it's worth disagreeing with the majority 9 times out of 10 is because subconsciously humans seek one thing above all else, and it's comfort and security.
Oh, I thought it was to go ahead and see a motherfucker get hit with a taser.
That's part of comfort and security.
Come on, believe, y'all.
Seeing a motherfucker get hit with a taser brings you comfort. It's like, at least I'm not getting hit with the taser.
I mean, Feliz Navi Taser.
If we're not a democracy, Feliz what Navi are we? Taser. If we're not a democracy, what are a republic? I know we're
an oligarchy that's being controlled by a democracy that is being controlled by an oligarchy. But, however, Feliz Navi Taser.
The only job we have as humans is to cradle this fucking consciousness into the next level. Like, we're fucking it up so hard. We're fucking it up. Imagine if Jupiter had an alien species that was infinitely like more advanced than we are.
For only 1,000 life. For Jupiter, it would be almost close to 12,000 just to go ahead and have something live sent to their place. For 10,000, I will be shot live on stream with a paintball gun.
I mean, if Jupiter had aliens, do you know how quick China and Russia and America would you die?
They would never be able to get the entertainment process to even get close to them.
We would unite.
No, China would go ahead and try and undersell us with their MREs, with their hot pots, which are absolutely delicious. And I will go ahead and say this now. American MREs, subpar. However, Jupiter MREs would have caviar, senpai, and foie gras.
Yes.
But it would still not be good enough. Jupiter would love consumption, and they would love consumption of entertainment just as much as we would. And you know what? This company brings it. You, I, the Lightbringer, will bring entertainment to all.
We're going to bring entertainment, but on a serious note, there is no escape. We are not going home without a genuine fight. There's no escape.
You're damn right.
If you're a part of the mob, you're not going to make it. Like, we're going to have to face ourselves, face the shadows, face the evils, face the demons. There's going to come a day where there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to escape to. There is nowhere to shift the blame. The blame is in the mirror. It's a reflection. And that sounds a little
macabre.
Yeah, and dramatic, but it's really not.
Mm.
Because it's a eat or be eaten world. Kill or be killed. But the truth is, it's only because we made it that way.
You're damn right.
We made it that way.
We have fought tooth and nail against all obscurity to go ahead and make something entertainment filled for you.
Mm-hmm.
Our audience.
We did that.
Man, we have fought tooth and nail to go ahead and be obscure. And you know what? I will go ahead and continue to be that way till the day I fucking pass. You know what? For everybody that's watching this right now, I want to go ahead and let you know that for every 1,000 viewers, you get to 10,000 is 1,000 volts that is getting shot through my chest. This man, AK Baby Doo, is going to be the one to go ahead and do it. He is going to be the absolute man cakes to go ahead and shoot me full of absolute 10,000 volts. Poor 1,000 viewers. We're talking for 1,000 viewers, we are getting 10,000 volts.
Yeah, and
for 20,000, we are getting 200 live views. I am willing to be your goddamn guinea pig. So let's go ahead and fucking do it.
And to simplify it for those at home, 10,000 equals 1 times 1.2 mil. 1.2 mil divided by 3.7.
Yeah, but I doubt they'll ever be close to doing it.
Because you fuckers don't know math. Like, you don't know how to speak, no, let alone add.
Oh, I just doubt that they have the view power to do it.
The will, the view power?
Oh, no way.
View, motherfucker.
Not even close.
It's like, they don't have the view power. The view power.
They don't have the ability to spread the views, the notifications, the likes. They absolutely are the weakest of the weak.
Nor the subscriptions.
Oh, well, if they had the absolute cojones a man could take.
If you had a fucking pair of balls,
then you could see me get shot.
You
live.
Would subscribe.
Get ready, because getting tased is the low bar.
You either subscribe or you fucking die.
Oh, are you kidding? Whenever you guys go ahead and upgrade it to the next 100, gets the next 100 volts. And when it gets to the cattle prod, get ready. It'll be happening.
So,
live.
Before we send off, let's talk about truth. I think about truth a lot.
Okay, let's go ahead and come.
Part of being the light bringer is always speaking the truth.
All right.
And part of speaking the truth is always speaking deceptions. Because the world is paradoxical, and if you can't manage deceptions, you will never speak the truth. So here is the truth. You ready? I'm a little disappointed
in the fact that our subscribers have not got me tased yet.
That all of the organic traffic of last week seems to be missing. And when I go to our multi-stream setting, there's no comments there. And I feel like Streamlabs, the company we host through, has fucked us. They've bent us over and fucked us, Mr. Furman. That's what is going on tonight. Streamlabs is penetrating us deeply.
Well, only
they are unleashing their stream
all over our faces. Well, it's just up to the elbow.
How can someone without balls receive them?
That is a very good choice.
Well, being a ball possessor makes you naturally an inferior receiver.
Well, like, you can go ahead and receive it in the YouTubes into the shorts.
However, should we go ahead and call the outfielders in baseball the outfussies?
Let's go ahead and call our outfielders, which, by the way, thank you to our editors, all of you who are chained to the catalytic converters.
Yes,
all of you.
However,
I will say this: for all of our inorganic growth, could you guys hit us up with some more? Because I know you guys can go ahead and slice that. Y'all be in them kitchens butchering them beefs.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm just saying, like, those men's in the kitchen, they be cooking that. They be absolutely decimating them's.
Bossin' in the kitchen. Saucin'.
Oh, them absolutely awful tape. Infogan, Bonton Rolls. They absolutely be cooking it in them kitchens.
So, what do you got for us? What are some final... What do you want to tell the world? A final send.
What I want to send is those CEOs that think that they're absolutely bulletproof, they're not. And I want to go ahead and say, go ahead and test positive, test negative, but be sure you're negative.
Damn. You know, what's interesting about being flesh and bone is we're very fragile. Life is quite fragile.
You're damn right.
That's what makes it precious. And I think the brain, part of the brain's mechanism is built to ensure that we don't feel as fragile as we are. If we felt as fragile as we actually were, then we would never actually live. Truly. Like, if you knew how fragile your life actually was, you wouldn't do the things you do. You wouldn't live the way you live. So you never actually experience it. So the brain itself is made up in a way to curate our belief that we won't die.
Mm.
That we will continue on. If we didn't have that, how would we live? Imagine how tragically we would live without that.
You ain't wrong.
And what's coming for us is that realization. Like, the realization of the true fragility. There will be no escape from it. And the enlightenment that's talked about throughout history is simply finding a way to live knowing how fragile we actually are and how finite we actually are. So, stay in the light, little homies.
Test negative, stay positive.
Tune in next week for the pursuit of being more popular than ass and titties.